I wonder if we'll see anyone famous in Canto Bight, said Kokolu, his horns standing up eagerly. The city's immense fathier racetracks and crowded casinos were legendary.
Who do you want to see?
Asked Dwugan. She dropped handfuls of vegetus tails into the boiling oil, making everyone's mouths water as the greasy scent filled their noses.
The jockeys, said Jane, her green eyes wide as if she were already in the grandstands.
The Hollow Stars, said Kokolu.
The people who have so much money that they wear their clothes only once before throwing them away, said Tyra,
a 13-year-old human girl whose family had scavenged in junkyards all over the galaxy.
The heroes of the New Republic,
said Naldi, a skinny boy with striped skin who wouldn't tell anyone where he was from.
Any heroes in particular? Asked Dwugan.
Her tone was affectionate, playful. She stirred the tails with a ladle and didn't flinch as drops of hot oil splashed against her powerful arms.
Luke Skywalker, said Naldi. But he hasn't been seen in years, said Kokolu,
his horns making a skeptical half-turn.
Doesn't mean that he wouldn't be in Canto Bight, said Naldi defensively. He rode Tauntauns, didn't he? I bet he would make an amazing jockey.
I bet he'd rather be in the piloting races, said Kokolu. Way more money in those.
I heard that he once made the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
You're thinking of someone else, said Tyra.
She and Kokolu shared the same quarters and bickered like siblings.
Skywalker was the one who once took down 20 AT-ATs with his lightsaber.
The other young deckhands chimed in.
My mother told me it was 200, and he rode a Tauntaun while doing it.
Tauntauns are even harder to ride than Fathiers. My uncle said he used magic to smash two Star Destroyers together.
It wasn't magic, it was just good piloting, and it was six Star Destroyers.
That's a name I haven't heard in a while, said Ulina.
The children and droids instantly quieted. Ulina's eye patch pulsed from amber to magenta.
There are lots of stories about Luke Skywalker. Some of them might even be true.
The deckhands hung on every word. Ulina had seen far more of the galaxy than the rest of them, and there seemed to be nothing she didn't know.
Tell us one,
pleaded Kokolu, his horns leaning forward eagerly.
It's late, said Ulina.
The deckhands would not accept this.
Just one, please!
We'll work extra hard tomorrow.
Even the ship's ancient droid custodian, G2X, joined the chorus as he set the platter of fried vegetus tails on the table. Dwugan came over and stood at the edge of the group, her arms crossed in front of her, a grin on her face. Ulina looked at her.
What are you so pleased about? Every night, you say no, and they manage to drag a story out of you anyway. Since you're mocking my ability to maintain discipline, I'm going to assign you the task of telling the story tonight.
Ulina strained to keep the smile off her face, but was not having an easy time of it. The deckhands cheered again as they reached grubby fingers for the platter of hot vegetus tails. A story from Dwugan was an even better treat.
All right. As it happens, I did once hear a story about Luke Skywalker.